Boo. Dibbity boo.
Bum bim bi bum bim bi. Bum 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 bi. Be 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 bo 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 be be.
Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please.
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and an it is the Radio Obituary retrospective episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was funny. It was sad. I thought my eyes were going mad. This guy I saw on the tube, 70-something he was, surrounded by a flock of bare, naked ladies. Not the band. Babes they were, in their birthday suits, camouflaged by paint. Someone had painted panties and bras right over the nudity. And the old guy, surrounded by the painted ladies, was all smiles. They didn't seem to bother him at all. We but world enough and time, this coyness mistress were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. Thou by the Indian Ganges riverside shouldst rubies find, while I, by the tide of Humber, would complain. I would love you 10 years before the flood, and you should, if you please, refuse till the conversion of the Jews. My vegetable love should grow vaster than empires and more slow. 100 years should go to praise your eyes and on your forehead gaze. 200 to adore each breast, but 30,000 to the rest. An age at least to every part, and the last age should show your heart. For lady, you deserve this state, nor would I love at lower rate. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in your marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honor turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Now therefore, while the youthful hue sits on your skin like morning dew, and while your willing soul transpires at every pore with instant fires, now let us sport us while we may. And now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish anguish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball and tear our pleasures with rough strife through the iron gates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run. Had we but world enough in time, this coinless mistress were no crime.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Calvin Newborn. He was an American jazz guitarist, brother of Phineas Newborn Jr. They formed an R&B band together, Phineas Newborn Jr. and his trio. But they recorded as B.B. King's band on his first recordings in 1949. They also recorded, in the Sun Record Sessions in 1950. Newborn went on to give lessons to Howlin' Wolf. He was friends with Elvis Presley. He just kind of generally got around. We'll look into a little bit of that in this obit. Calvin Newborn just passed away at 85. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. feeling is a thing. If it takes you down below, then you can say that I'm already in.
But you wouldn't let me in. I got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more. Well, I went in my pocket, taking out my key. Found out my baby changed the locks on me. I got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more. She left the thing alone. I got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby don't love me no more. Well, I heard about you, Richard. I seen you before. But if you ain't that brother, don't you open up the door. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. Got a strange kind of feeling. My baby.
penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Doris Day. Bubbles in the think tank favorite, American actress, singer, and animal welfare activist. I'm not going to go too deep into her history because of the fact that everybody's been talking about it all week long. I will, though, instead recall the connection of Doris Day to Belinda. That's me. It's a very light connection, but we're going to go for it anyway. For part of my college years, I went to a college that had a portion of its program in an old high school, Our Lady of Angels, in Cincinnati, Ohio, which happened to be the high school that Doris Day went to. And yes, they did assign lockers at this college. If you wanted one, you didn't have to have one. But I said, hey, do you know which locker was Doris Day's? And they said, let's see if we can find out. And they went and found out and gave me that locker. So I had Doris Day's locker in college. That is my Doris Day connection. Doris Day just passed away at 97. It's the ultimate radio obituary. I can't believe Athena already went to bed. The ultimate radio obituary for Doris Day right here. I'm not going to say a word. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sunday best, your Sunday best. Oh, Freddy, look in the Easter bunny's nest,
the bunny's nest. Get ready, I've got to get you up and dressed.
But he doesn't hear a word I say. There doesn't seem to be a way to get him up and dressed today.
He heard the cock-a-doodle-doo of every rooster and the clock-a-doodle-doo. They're always waking up the stock-a-doodle-doo, but Freddy doesn't bat an eye.
Waking up is such a terrible shock.
A doodle-doo, he must be sleeping like a rock-a-doodle-doo. I'm gonna give another knock-a-doodle-doo and try to make the feathers fly.
Put on your shirt, put on your pants. You better get dressed, I'll give you one more chance. Put on your shoes, put on your hat.
I tore a party cat.
Wash your hands and wash your face and part your hair the proper place.
Wash wherever dirt appears and don't forget behind your ears.
Get your shirt and get your pants, you haven't got another chance.
Get your coat and get your hat and get your blue and white cravat.
Brush your teeth and shine your shoes and hurry, there's no time to lose.
If you dawdle, I'm afraid you're gonna miss the big parade.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Ready.
Boogie-woogie. higgledy diggy, and he did the Lindy all the way home.
Oi, oi!
Piggly wiggy piggy.
Oi, oi!
Boogily woogie boogie.
Oi, oi! Oi, oi!
The boogily woogily piggly with the oink, oink. This little piggy dug to be. This piggy thought that false was divine. This little piggy was a happy little piggy, and he boogie-woogied all of the time. Boogily-woogily piggy.
Part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you, making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job, a part-time job will do.
You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime,
as long as you would let
do
me
what?
Give myself a little bit of crazy overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kind of like it too.
Don't need a part-time job, I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do. I want a full-time job, making love to you.
I'll do anything you want me to.
But if you have no plan to use a full-time man,
a part-time job will do.
I want a full-time job, being close to you,
making all your dreams come true.
But if your heart don't throb about a full-time job,
a part-time job will do. You wouldn't have to pay me a nickel or a dime.
Well, baby, if you'd let me, then I know you won't forget me. And it isn't any crime to have a gratis overtime.
I want a full-time job, holding hands with you. I think you'd kind of like it too.
Don't need a part-time job, I want a full-time job, but a part-time job will do.
There wouldn't be no point in living, and I know we'll be forgiven. It's a full-time job with you.
baby kissed me goodnight. And I am glad to relate that by the time I got home, I was feeling great. I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. Next morning I woke and scrambled my shoes, shined up an egg, then I toasted the news. I buttered my tie and took another bite, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening I felt normal, so we went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. That's exactly what happened the night before last, darling. Now wait till I tell you what happened last night. I powdered my hair and pinned up my nose, hung up the bath and I turned on my clothes, put out the clock and wound the cat up tight, and all because you kissed me good night. I ran up the shade and pulled down the stair, curled up the rug and I vacuumed my hair. I just couldn't tell my left foot from my right, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening I felt normal, so we went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I lifted the preacher, called up the phone, spoke to the dog, and I threw my maw a bone. 'Twas midnight and yet the sun was shining bright, and all because you kissed me. Good night.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Norman Gimbel, the American lyricist. He wrote for popular songs, television, movie themes. His career was all over the place, but it started, I think it was around 1953, with a novelty song recorded by Teresa Brewer called Ricochet. It was from a 1954 Judy Canova film at that, Ricochet Romance. So, you know, you've lassoed me in immediately with this obit. Other novelty hits like A Whale of a Tale, sung by Kirk Douglas in the 1954 production 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Very well known for the Dean Martin recording of his song Sway, and also the writer of Canadian Sunset. How many freaking versions of that do we have? Well, it's a lot, but we're not using any of them tonight. Go figure. He did some writing for Broadway. He wrote the lyrics for The Girl from Ipanema. Went on to work in television. Around about that time, he wrote Killing Me Softly with his song. He wrote lyrics for TV series including The Bugaloos, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Wonder Woman. Come on. Come on. Isn't that enough? Norman Gimbel just passed away at 91. You don't even know where to go with an obit like this one. So we just went and did what we do and just start with some Skeeter Davis content right here as part of the ultimate radio obituary for Norman Gimbel at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so follow him. I like you best of all the girls. You have a kiss with a punch to match your eyes and pretty curls. You have a kiss with a punch. And when you walk with a click. Whatever it is, you turn the trick. I like you best of all the girls. You have a kiss with a punch. I like to listen to you talk. You have a line with a sock. To hear it anywhere I'd walk. You have a line with a sock. And when you laugh, you lower the boom. You rattle the glass and rock the room. I like to hear you when you talk. You have a line with a sock.
Stay, don't go away. You got a punch, oh what a punch. It's a lovely day. What do you say, what about lunch?
I like to watch you when you think. You have a lot of that zip. You make your mind up in a wink. You have a lot of that zip.
It comes to keeping cool, I'm a pop. I'm falling and you can hear the pop. It's love, I have a hunch. And you did it all with a punch. Say, don't go away. You got a punch, oh what a punch. It's a lovely day. What do you say, what about lunch?
I like to watch you when you think. You have a lot of that zip. You make your mind up in a wink. You have a lot of that zip. And comes to keeping cool, I'm a flop. I'm falling and you can hear the plop. It's love, I have a hunch. You did it all with a punch.
If you said goodbye. So tell me that you're coming out tonight. That you're meeting me tonight. That you're kissing me tonight, baby.
Up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary Retrospective for Norman Gimbel, and also wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's the Radio Obituary Retrospective episode, our clip show every year. I want to thank everybody for participating and helping out and pulling it all together. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to Tom and friends with Hypnopompia tonight, and we'll be back here next week with more Bubbles in the Think Tank, more silliness for your stick-shaking action, and hopefully you'll listen all week long to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.